Now, who else were you listening to when you were young, Joey? Maybe particular drummers that influenced you or bands?
Well, when I first started out, you know, I was influenced by, you know, Mitch Mitchell and Clive Bunker. Mm. And for anybody that doesn't know who that is, Mitch Mitchell played with Jimi Hendrix. Clive Bunker played with the original Jethro Tull. You know, I've always been real influenced by, there's a guy named James Stubblefield who used to play with James Brown. Because I've always, my big influence was a lot of, you know, a lot of black music. James Brown and Earth, Wind & Fire, and not black, but Tower Power. And that's where a lot of my roots come from. And that's, then when I started listening to the Zeppelin, I think John Bonham probably had the biggest influence on me. But to get his playing along with the kind of music I was listening to at the time was what I try to combine in my style of playing, and that's what I bring to the band. And, you know, everybody's from a different place musically, and so that's what makes the real nice cross-section of what we do, and we cover so many different variables of music. That's why every time a new record comes out, you know, there's always a lot of different stuff on there. You know, we always kind of cover the gamut.
Sure. Was that your idea to cover James Brown's Mother Popcorn on the live album?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was killer.
Yeah, it took me a long time to get us to do that, but, you know, but that, yeah, that was my idea, and it worked out. And, you know, I mean, I still love playing that stuff. I mean, I listen to Tower Power all the time. I listen to a lot of that stuff. James Brown's always been one of my favorites.
Mm. Tyler went off on that song, too.
Yeah.
Popcorn, yeah.
Yeah, well, Steve's definitely got it in him, you know. I wanted to get it out of him.
Now, was you mentioned the James Brown drummer. What was his name again?
James Stubblefield.
Yeah, that was the guy who did Funky Drummer, right?
I believe so.
Okay, which was sampled so much. And Aerosmith, I always kind of wondered about whether you guys are rap fans. You did the collaboration with Run DMC for fun. And Steven does a little rap before Eat the Rich. Do you listen to any rap?
Do we what?
Do you listen to any rap?
Do I? No.
Yeah, so you're just kind of aware of it. And
Yeah, I'm real aware of it. But, I mean, you know, it's not that I don't avoid it if it's there and somebody's listening to it. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't put it down. The only part of it that I don't really care for myself is the, you know, are the certain messages that get a little, you know, violent or that put down a certain kind of people. Because I feel like what we do, you know, being music, you know, we all make music, no matter who's making what kind of music. My view on that is that music is the kind of an entity that can seal and close the gaps, you know, whether it's gaps between parents and kids, or gaps between blacks and whites, or gaps between brothers and sisters, or whatever it is. I mean, I hate the racism that's in the world and the bigotry. And if there's anything that our music does that even begins to close that gap a little bit, you know, I think that we've served the purpose. And when I hear rap music that speaks around violence, about violence, around those issues, that's the kind of things that I don't like. Or, you know, like, whether it involves, you know, we won't get into names or particulars, but, you know,
right.
Killing police, or, you know, separating certain races or whatever, you know, that's the kind of stuff that turns me off. The actual music itself, it is what it is, you know, it's become huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, when something becomes that huge, you can't deny it because it just is what it is. You have to give it its just due. You know, that's why there's so many different kinds of music. There's definitely room for everything. But music is a good time thing, you know, it's for fun. It's not to get, you know, all serious about and create violence or anything around it.
Yeah, if you're going to have a positive message, that's a bonus.
Absolutely. Anything that people relate to that bring them together, you know, to different kinds of people may not care for one another, but, you know, they may like the same kind of music, which will mean they'll have to come to the same place to hear it. And, you know, and that's a first step.
Yeah, create some common ground.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself listening to many new rock bands? The whole Seattle thing really exploded. I think there's some good rock coming out of that.
Yeah, I think there's some good stuff coming out of there. I like Stone Temple Pilots. I like Spin Doctors.
Uh-huh.
I like Soul Asylum. I like Nirvana. I think that's, you know, Pearl Jam, of course. I think that's all really good stuff. You know, there's some really good things that have come up, you know, as of late.
Yeah, the 80s were pretty dire. It's good to see some...
Yeah, and I hope that all this new stuff that's come up, you know, especially the Seattle bands, I hope that it's not something that just, you know, washes. I hope it kind of sticks around because it's the best thing that's been around for a while.
Yeah. Well, Joe, I got the new album Get a Grip in my hand. You know the radio songs. Let's do something a little out of the ordinary before you go. You got a favorite track that maybe we can jam?
Well, out of character for me, because I'm not a real fan of ballads, but I really love that song Amazing.
Okay.
There's something about that song. The message of that song to me is real strong. It's a real strong message of hope. And I've always gotten off on that from the first time I heard that song. And then on the other side, you know, even though you've been playing it on the radio, I love Eat the Rich. And I love Eat the Rich and Flesh.
Yeah, those lyrics in Eat the Rich are